This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Jaina McLeod discusses what alcohol misuse has to do with injuries and death, and how those injuries and deaths can be prevented. McLeod is an associate professor of surgery at Emory University School of Medicine. She sees hundreds of patients each year, many of whom have used alcohol preceding a serious injury. Jaina McLeod.
I see patients on a regular basis who come in for trauma, and at least we know from the literature it can be from 30 to up to 50%. So that's one in every two patients who get injured at any level from minor to severe who have alcohol on board when they have had their injury.
These patients, McLeod emphasizes, are not necessarily alcoholics. Often they're people who have simply misused alcohol. That is, they drink or drink to excess, and then use motor vehicles or even bicycles when their reaction time is impaired.
They often are impaired in safety things such as putting their seatbelt on, putting a helmet on. So why they have more injuries and why they're more severe injuries is multifactorial.
What's more, patients who have misused alcohol have a greater chance of dying and are more likely to return to the trauma unit or emergency room with another injury weeks or months later. Data show that each time these patients come back, they're much more likely to die than the first time around.
So as a trauma surgeon, it behooves me to try to do something to impact this, to change this, because it is such a huge risk factor for severity of an injury and recurrent injury.
So McLeod and her colleagues train surgical interns to conduct brief interventions, known as motivational interviews, on patients who presented with alcohol-related injuries. The interventions were voluntary, and interns focused on the use of alcohol and its consequences, not on the patient's character.
So basically the idea is not that I'm trying to tell you to change, or I'm coming off as the expert who knows everything, but rather educating people to know that just having some alcohol has increased your chance that that's why this injury may have happened. And really motivational interviewing is helping people to think about the injury, think about how it might be connected to alcohol, and then think about change and increase their motivation to change. So we're not changing them, they're just increasing their motivation to change.
Related studies have shown that a 5-minute intervention reduced hazardous drinking patterns up to 3 years after injury and decreased recidivism. What's more, one study showed 1 in 3 patients involved in an alcohol-related motor vehicle crash were uninsured, and with each subsequent accident, fewer and fewer carried health insurance. Injuries were often more severe as well.
If the first time someone comes to the hospital with an alcohol-related injury, we can intervene and stop them from having more injuries, it's cost-effective for us, plus also reduces their chance of mortality.
I'm Robin Tricolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.